August is a popular time for hitting the trails around Anchorage. But for an elite group of ultra runners, last week was all about taking their sport indoors. Nearly 50 people from all over the world plodded away in the Alaska Dome, trying to log as many miles as they could in 6 days. KSKA's Monica Goki has more.
It was almost 11 at night on a Wednesday in the Alaska Dome last week, and Willow, Alaska resident Dave Johnston had been running for nearly 3 days. Some of that time was spent hunched over the toilet, puking. Multi-day ultra running is extremely hard on athletes.
Stomach's finally starting to feel better, and so now let's just see if we can run.
You're getting in a groove. Now, you've done a lot outdoors. What made you sign up for a 6-day event?
Joe, pretty much.
Johnston's talking about Joe Feegis. He's the one who came up with this event.
Sent an email and stuff. I told him yesterday when I was running in the bathroom puking all day, I told him, thanks so much. And he said he was sorry because he knew how bad I felt. That was funny.
But you straightened up a bit?
So far right now, yeah. The last 12 hours has been the first time I've felt good the whole race, so.
Johnston recovered from his rough start. By Friday, Johnston was in second place, trailing the leader by less than 20 miles.
Whew, he's fast.
And the competition was stiff. A lot of the most prominent ultra runners from throughout the world were at the Alaska Dome last week. The 6-day ultra event was called 6 Days in the Dome, and it's just like it sounds. Runners logged as many miles as they could in 6 days. It sounds crazy, and it kind of is.
This is what we've chosen to do with our vacation time and with our extra dollars.
That was Ed Ettinghausen of Southern California. He's dressed like a jester, and he brought 6 different jester outfits to the race, one for each day. His wife and daughter are sleeping at one end of the track while he puts one foot in front of the other, smiling, bells bouncing atop his jester hat. There's another guy here from Brazil who ran 142 miles on the first day of the race. You can tell that people were equally impressed / appalled by his feat. But by Wednesday night, he was out of the race, sleeping on a high jump mat to recover. One of the race organizers, Zane Holscher of North Carolina, says this motley crew of nearly 50 is actually one of the most elite packs of ultra runners worldwide.
To do this on this track day after day, and when you sleep, you get so tight and then they had to come out and run again. I can't tell you the level of people we have here, just mental toughness, physical toughness, it's unbelievable.
So how did they end up in Alaska?
Turns out there's only a couple facilities like this in all North America with a 400-meter track indoors. Most of them are 200-meter or 300-meter tracks.
Race organizers wanted an indoor, temperature-controlled, element-free track that would allow the runners to simply run.
And this turned out perfect because everyone in Alaska wants to be outside in the summer instead of inside, and we want to be inside. So kind of a supply and demand, we were able to work out something great with the Dome. And I cannot say enough about how great this facility is.
The Dome also doubled as a hotel for the race. At one end of the track, runners set up camp. Sweaty clothes were draped over hurdles to dry, and athletes were curled up on high jump mattresses that doubled its beds. And the event was even serving its own food, 3 meals a day.
Eggs, bacon, Pop-Tarts, pancakes, Pop-Tarts, breakfast burritos, Pop-Tarts, oatmeal, Pop-Tarts, eggs, bacon, Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts are the standard fare here.
Everything is runner food. After a couple of days, if it can't get away or kill you, it's food.
And we have a sushi lunch on Thursday.
After 6 sleepless days and nights, the race finished on Sunday morning. Race organizer Joe Feegis of Atlanta, Georgia, took first, having logged 580 miles. For the women, Liz Bauer logged 425 miles for the win, and 6th place overall. No runners broke the 600-mile goal the cash prize was contingent on. In Anchorage, I'm Monica Goki.